today I'm sharing about the meaning and purpose of life. And this is based on how we each discover that. I think one of the biggest pressures we can put on ourselves is when we compare our life to other people's lives, and we say that our life should be like theirs. Or one of the biggest struggles for me, and I know for a lot of people I've been helping over 10 years, is the idea that I am insignificant, or the work that I'm doing has no value. And this is actually part of 6 human needs that Anthony Robbins speaks about, the need for significance. And a lot of us are looking for that in all the wrong places, like relationships, perhaps trying to prove our worth to people through certain actions that are harmful and hurtful to us and other people as well. And I wanted to share this short clip because I've been reminded of when everything else seems to be uncertain, there's always God that you can go back to, that we can go back to. When I say God, I'm not talking about a mind concept that we created of someone in the sky who punishes us when we make mistakes and who is not near to us when we are going through struggles. I'm not talking about a God either that people use as a genie to sort of like bend the laws of nature for their favor. I'm talking about a being who is so perhaps intelligent and loving and caring and powerful. And I think even those words do not do justice in explaining who this being is. I think for me, this being is just beyond words. But this being also, I feel, is deeply embedded in all of our hearts, in our very being. We are directly from this being, from this source. And it's evidenced by us being here and the breath that we take. And I know there are many different beliefs, and people may say they're agnostic to this being, or some declaring they're atheistic. And I totally understand. And the point of this podcast is not to get into mental arguments about who or what this being is, but simply for people who are searching and people who are looking for peace and calm. And this is, again, the reason I'm doing this is when we are not in peace or calm, when it's turbulent, our inner mind, our inner spirit, then you know you are disconnected somehow. And I still could be wrong. It could be also perhaps considered that when life is most turbulent, this is when you are closest to being. And it's hard stuff to figure out. But all I know is also this. I think in our very nature as human beings, when we see kindness, acts of kindness, you're helping the needy, you're buying a meal for someone on the street, and you take time to sit down with them or have a conversation with them, it literally releases hormones in your body, like oxytocin, other feel-good hormones. But the important thing is to actually just observe someone doing an act of kindness. It releases these same hormones in your body. And what's amazing is that you might think, like, why is this like connecting to my emotions and my body? And I heard this from a communications pathologist of focusing on neuroscience. I forget her name, but she mentioned, Caroline Leaf, that's her name, and she mentions that as a scientist, she says that we are literally made from love, made in love, like our very essence. She's talking about quantum physics. And it makes you think, well, no wonder many of us are driven to tears when we watch a tale of triumph, someone triumphing over the most difficult challenges in life. We hear story and we cry also when we see people made to suffer. I think this gives a huge indication in our lives of what is, maybe for lack of a better word, for what is good and what is not good, you know. And I think to simplify, again, not to get into mental concepts, but to simplify this, I think in your life today, and for me as I woke up today, knowing that there is this being that leads us all to peace and to love, it just makes me feel safe. It makes me feel calm. It makes me feel peaceful. And I hear an internal dialogue going on inside of me that says, Bam, relax, take a deep breath. I love you, and all is well. And I wonder if that dialogue also went through in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart today. How calm would you feel? How centered and focused would you be? Thank you for listening. God bless.